next on American Restoration.
Looking for a cooler that I convert into a hot dog cart.
Into a hot dog cart?
A Dodger Dog hot dog cart.
Oh, that's cool.
One of the biggest things that we've got to deal with right now is health code.
Refrigerator should be 41.
41.
You'll need 50-foot candles of light. If it's open food, then we need to put a food shield over it.
I don't know. This project's so much bigger than I anticipated.
Want to introduce you to Tommy Lasorda?
Oh, hey, man. Rick, how are you?
It's an honor.
We've come a long way. This thing better be good. That's all I'm telling you.
Starting point.
No pressure.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions, his works in progress, the things that drive him crazy, projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
I got a call from Farmer John, the company that makes the famous Dodger dog they serve at Dodger Stadium. These hot dogs are so popular, they actually licensed a casino just east of LA to sell them. So I'm meeting with one of their reps to talk about a potential project to help boost their hot dog sales at the casino.
This is basically our line of coolers, and we can convert this into anything that you sort of want to do. You know, to be able to sell hot dogs, be able to refrigerate stuff. Just give me a little bit more idea of exactly what you're looking for.
This casino is one of the few places you can get an actual Dodger dog outside of Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
So I need to serve and prepare hot dogs, drinks, and condiments, and the whole baseball experience inside the casino.
Doing a big project for a casino could help open up some doors for some more commercial work. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure we nail this project.
This has to be top-notch all the way.
All right, well, that's the only way I put them out, so that should be no problem. A bit of a challenge, but no problem.
Since the Dodgers have been around since the 60s and the Dodger dog's been around just as long, I'd like to have that retro feel to it.
Okay, I think we should probably look at a couple more. This one here, it's a little too early. It basically is a 1949. I mean, it was before the Dodgers even moved, to be quite honest. So, yeah, let me show you this other one down here. It might be a little better. I mean, this one here, although it's full of junk, this is made in 1958. So this is more of a 60s themed cooler. So this is a perfect piece.
I think it's great. I like that Rick picked out a cooler that was made right around the same time that the Dodgers came to Los Angeles. But it looks like it's been out of commission for a long time. So Rick has a lot of work cut out for him to make sure it's up and running and it looks great.
How many hot dogs do they sell in a day?
They sell a couple hundred hot dogs a day down there.
Okay.
And we'd like to put that number even more.
Right, so I need to make sure that I can hope out 200 hot dogs in here, okay? 200 buns. And with every hot dog, you have to have something to drink.
That's right.
So I need to be able to make that big enough for them.
And also, we need to have the attendant be able to stand on this side and help out the customer on the other side.
Okay. What I'm thinking about doing is somehow we'll cut into this side so you can actually load from here. So I got to figure that out. And then on top, I want to do this thing up to when they walk up to it. I mean, it's not just the logos you got around the side. It's got baseball. It's got baseball wrote all over it, bottom line, okay?
I like that.
I mean, when I was a kid, my first hot dog ever in my life was from the Dodger Stadium. And it's a very cool family sport. Everybody gets into it. It just brings back such great, great memories with me and my dad and the family would all go. It was a fun time. So I want to really do this up, and I just want to make sure that everything I'm saying is good with you.
I like your ideas. I really hope you can make this happen for us.
Awesome. Cool. This is going to be a great project. I can't wait to start on this. I can't wait. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Rick.
Oh, looks good.
Lid fits great.
Yeah, I know. Those are a pain in the butt, huh?
Before we start converting that big old cooler into a hot dog vendor, we just finished restoring a much smaller one that needs final inspection before we ship it out to the customer.
This is like a 1949 picnic cooler for Coke. They made them in all kinds of models, too. They made a little small one that was called a six-pack cooler. They made the airline coolers. They're really long. And this thing here is probably the most popular because it held the most. When it came in, it was in pretty bad shape. It was just beat up and dented up. And it's not that easy to do. And to make them look like this, it just looks so much better. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. You know, back in the day, a family would go on a picnic, you know? They put their sodas in there. You'd have a tray in the top, and the sandwiches would go in there. They'd get in their old 55 Chevy and drive down the road to go picnicking with the whole family. I mean, that was so cool. That was their fun. That was their entertainment, going on picnics and stuff. Now we have so many different things we can do. Sort of took away from the family. So
right.
This is a cool little icon. It's awesome.
All right, let's get this thing totally wiped down.
Okay.
Okay?
You got
it. All right, good job, Kyle. Looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Rick. What's going on with this monster?
This thing's big. I mean, I can get in and go to sleep and take a nap. No one ever know.
This thing needs to be made into a hot dog cart, basically.
Nice.
It's going to go in the middle of San Manuel Casino. So they need to, you know, expand their sales of Dodger dogs. So that's what this piece is supposed to do.
So this is going in the casino.
Yeah.
With all the lights, all the slot machines.
Yeah.
So this has to stand out more than that.
That's right. This thing needs to pop. You need to be able to walk into the casino, see this machine that sells Dodger dogs, and people need to run over and buy from this thing.
I'm really excited about the chance to do this project. I was born and raised in California, and the Dodgers are my favorite team. So digging my creative teeth into this is gonna be fun.
What I wanna do from about here to here is do the rolled chrome, all this tube, all rolled chrome coming around.
Too bad you couldn't do a playing field on the roll.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Instead of doing the arch, we could do a diamond.
I like infield. That even better.
The infield. Yeah. Okay. We could do the diamond shape with the bat and the ball up on top of that.
I love it.
Right? Something different. One of the biggest things that we've got to deal with right now is health code. Homeowner compared to commercial, huge difference. They want every corner rounded. You can't have any sharp edges on anything. The interior has to be stainless. It can no longer be galvanized. So we're basically going to have to bring someone in to go through all the health codes before we, you know, go too far, okay? But we can definitely take it apart. So here's what I need. Kyle, go get Cowboy, start cleaning this thing all the way out and start ripping it apart all the way down to the liner, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys, let's get started.
Go team.
Go team.
Run!
Yeah, what's up, bro?
I got a run for you. We're building this hot dog cart, and it's gonna be themed after the Dodger dogs.
For the actual Dodger dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
I was the king of eating Dodger dogs.
Yeah, and you got sick on six of them. I remember, yeah, you overate all the time.
My brother doesn't know what he's talking about. Nobody can down a dog like Ron Dale. I never got sick, man.
Dude, you were just too young to remember. You did. You got sick all the time. I need this stuff right away, though, okay? Because I got to get this thing done.
All right.
That's what I need. Go get it, all right? Hurry it up.
I can eat more than anybody at the shop. No problem.
You've told me like 20 different things I gotta do that this cooler doesn't have. I mean,
yeah, we barely scratched the surface of what you might need to do to make this a piece of food equipment.
Holy I don't know, this project's so much bigger than I anticipated.
We're transforming an old cooler into a baseball-themed hot dog cart. And Kyle and Cowboy just finished taking it apart. This cart is going to be used to sell hot dogs to the public, so everything has to be up to code. And since this is new territory for me, I called in a certified health inspector to make sure this design is going to work.
It's kind of rough.
This is nothing.
I thought I was going to be looking at a hot dog cart, but...
Right now, it's just a cooler, and the customer wants to be able to sell hot dogs out of it in a casino. One of my problems is I do these a lot for private parties, but I don't do very many commercially. So I need to know from you what I can and can't do, but at the same time, I want to sort of tell you what I want to do.
Okay? When Rick told me he was going to convert this Coke cooler to a hot dog cart, the first thing I thought was, I just don't know how. Yeah, he's got so much work to do, he's gonna have to start from scratch.
On the top, part of me wants to do it in wood. Can you mix the wood countertop with?
Generally not.
Okay.
If you use wood, even if it's sealed, it can be porous, it can be hit with a knife, you got cuts in it.
So that it doesn't get contaminants or bacteria or anything like that.
Right.
How about lights on the inside?
You'll need 50-foot candles of light.
So you have to have the light?
You have to have the light.
Oh, and it was 50 candle what?
50-foot candles.
Okay.
Your hot dogs.
Yes.
Need to be at least 135 or above.
135 degrees.
Right. And if you buy a certified unit.
Yeah.
It'll do it.
Okay.
Refrigerator should be 41 or below. You might even want to drop in an approved cooler inside of this unit.
Oh.
What you need to look for is third-party sanitation certification. Trick is finding equipment that fits.
Right, right. This is a lot of work. This is, you've told me like 20 different things I gotta do that this cooler doesn't have. I mean.
Yeah, we barely scratched the surface of what you might need to do to make this a piece of food equipment.
Holy
I don't know. This project's so much bigger than I anticipated.
They did bring the California Cal Code for health so that, you know, you would have the details as to what the physical requirements are for the cart.
I didn't know there was going to be so many hoops to jump through with the health code rules. But at least now we have the info we need to do it right the first time so we don't have to redo it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Come on in. I'll show you
out. Great. Okay.
Right?
Hey,
Dad.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone with the people for the Dodger dog cart.
Yeah.
And they were telling me they're working on getting some players in, trying to get some people there for the reveal.
Cool.
And they were telling me they for sure have one guy, Tommy Lasorda or something.
Tommy Lasorda? You knew who Tommy Lasorda is?
No.
He's like the greatest manager of all. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame. He used to be the manager for the Dodgers.
Oh, no.
And he's a legend. He's just a legend. And you're telling me that he's going to be there?
Yeah, apparently he's going to be inspecting it on behalf of the Dodgers.
Wow, that's going to be a little intimidating, an honor, but at the same time, very intimidating. He was very strict, and he was very good at what he did. And he knows the Dodgers inside and out. So this piece has to hit it right on. We got to hit it hard.
Was that a baseball reference?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks.
All right. Let me know if I can help.
All right. Yeah. Holy moly. As if I need any more pressure.
Transforming a soda cooler into a hot dog cart is a huge undertaking, so I got all hands on deck for this project. Tyler's carving out some new insulation for the cooler section. And then he's gonna help Kyle cut out rear access panels on the unit so our customer can warm the food and restock supplies from behind. Dave is fabricating a steel support frame that's gonna hold a brand new steamer in place to warm up the hot dogs and the rolls. And I made sure the steamer is fully certified, so it's all up to code. This piece is finally starting to take shape, but we still have a long way to go.
Rick!
Bradley, don't eat any, all right? I'm trying to prove a point to my brother.
What are you doing?
Got some dogs going on, all right? We got a little contest going on over here.
A contest?
I want some hot dogs.
Earlier, my older brother was trying to make like I used to get sick while eating hot dogs back in the day. I could polish off like 12 of them.
Yeah, and you got sick on 6 of them.
I never got sick, man. I can take a lot of abuse, but I will not be remembered as a guy that can't down a dog with the best of them. $20 to get out of this. Says I can eat more than any of you.
I got 20. Okay?
Oh, Kyle's making it rain.
Start digging, brother.
It's lunch. You guys do what you got to do, but I got to go.
Come on, I got Rick, some time.
We got ourselves a judge.
I got 5 minutes on the clock.
Yes,
2, go! Come on, Ron.
Ew.
Yes, Kyle!
You just dipped in your water.
Come on, Kyle knows the strategy.
All right, okay.
Good, quit dying. If you barf, you're automatically back to zero.
Thanks, Mark.
Busted.
Come on. This might be the best decision I make all year to judge this competition. Cowboy's bitching, Brettley's cheating, and Ron, it sounds like he's just dying. All right, there's 10 seconds left. You ready? Between Ron and Kyle. Come on, Kyle. Run. He's got one bite. Ah! I gotta give that to Ron.
Ooh, he got one.
Yeah!
He gotta hold it down for 2 damn minutes.
Bull. This is coming out instantly.
On projects like this, there's always tons of parts that we have to create from scratch. So Tyler and I are making a custom holder for all the condiment containers.
Okay, so just run that line right there, okay? Make them straight, it'll be fine.
The plasma cutter can slice through this metal in no time, and Tyler's doing a beautiful job on the cuts. I don't get a chance to work side by side with him that often, but seeing him in action like this really makes me proud of how far he's come over the years.
It's a good one. We're getting better.
That one's good.
I got a lot of bases to cover with this hot dog cart. It has to function perfectly, be up to code, and look amazing. But I've also got Tommy Lasorda inspecting it on behalf of the Dodgers. So I called in someone to make sure that it's 100% historically accurate.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Mark from the Dodgers is here.
Oh, hey. Mark, good to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. I've been the team historian for the LA Dodgers since 2002. When it comes to the LA Dodgers or the Brooklyn Dodgers, I'm the guy.
All right, Mark, so the reason why I called you, we need to put on Dodger logos on the, and that's why I needed your help. I needed to know exactly what the logo looked like back in the 60s, basically.
Our Dodger Media Guide has a whole list our history throughout the years.
Right.
And in the early days, it was just Brooklyn.
Right.
A lot of people wonder, too, where does the phrase Dodgers come from?
Right.
Well, back in Brooklyn, they had all these streetcars, and one of the nicknames for the fans and the residents was Trolley Dodgers.
Okay.
So our great and glorious nickname basically means don't get hit by
the
train.
Get out of the way.
Exactly. That's where it came from. But we didn't start to officially call ourselves the Dodgers till 1932. And then 5 years later, then we put it on the uniform.
Sure. Gotcha.
And this is the script, and based on the 1938 uniform, this hasn't changed, but we incorporate the dog, and then we have the flourish with the S to put it all together like one big giant uniform on the front.
Oh, okay.
But the generic Dodger script has been the same since 1938.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Dodgers came to L.A. in like 58?
We started in 1958 at the Coliseum, and we played 4 years there. Right. Dodger Stadium opened in 1962, and the origin of the hot dog, the person that was in charge of the stadium restaurants, Thomas Arthur, he remembered the Coney Island days of the footlong Frank.
Oh, yeah.
And so he thought, well, let's call them footlongs. Right. And after a couple weeks, they sort of gave him grief and said, hey, they're not really that long. And so he thought, well, how about Dodger hot dog? He cut it, Dodger dog, and just made it up off the top of his head, and now it's the famous ballpark cuisine. You got your peanuts and cracker jacks, but if you're in Los Angeles,
you're eating Dodger dogs. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you bringing this. This is perfect. Can I borrow this?
Oh, you can have it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Big chapter on Tommy Lasorda. Make
is
sure
there?
You read that
I'm
before
I'm going to read
you
that
go.
First. I'm really under the gun to get this Dodger dog cart finished, so Ted and I are getting started on the artwork right away. We worked all the team logos and graphics into the overall design. And now it's his turn up at bat. We matched the classic Dodger blue, and the color scheme that we came up with is really gonna pop at the casino. We're also recreating the original Dodgers font on all four sides, so no matter where you are in the casino, you'll know exactly where to go to get your Dodger dogs. When we get items that are missing pieces of original etched glass, we replace them and recreate the etched artwork for authenticity. Which of these is the best way to get an even etching in a piece of glass? A, use sandpaper. B, use steel wool. C, glass bead blast it. D, soda blast it. The answer and more coming up next. Which of these is the best way to get an even etching in a piece of glass? The answer is C, glass bead blasting. First, we mark out the areas that we don't want to be etched with masking tape or duct tape. Then, working with medium grit glass beads, we blast the exposed areas. Now that it's done, all you have to do is take off the tape and reveal a perfectly etched piece of glass. As you can see here, you got nice sharp edges, and where you blast it, it's nice and rough. It's perfectly done.
It's the bottom of the ninth, and we're almost finished with this epic Dodger Dog hot dog cart we've all been working on. Our big showpiece concept, shaped like a baseball diamond, just got back from chroming. And Ted's been working like crazy on a baseball and bat that's gonna mount on top of it. Now we just gotta get all these pieces together, and I'll be ready to get on the road to California.
What are you doing? You ate too many hot dogs, didn't you? All right, well, I'm going down to deliver the Dodger dog machine, and Tommy Lasorda's gonna be there. You wanna go?
No.
All right, well, I'm leaving. I mean, that's the last thing I need is for him to be yakking in my truck, all right?
It's too bad that Ron can't come, but I gotta haul this cart all the way to California in order to make our deadline. And Tommy Lasorda is not known for being patient.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
How we doing?
Good, Joe. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Want to introduce you to Tommy Lasorda?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Rick. How are you?
It's an honor.
This is Steve, the executive director here at San Manuel Casino.
Great to meet you, Steve. Thanks.
We've come a long way. This thing better be good. That's all I'm telling you.
Starting point.
Rick's got to be under the gun right now. You're like a guy pitching a big game.
Yeah, I did exactly how I feel right now.
There's a lot of pressure on me, especially when Tommy Lasorda, I mean, he's a legend. He knows everything about the Dodgers. If there's one little thing wrong with this, Tommy's going to be the first one to point it out, and I do not want that to happen.
Wow.
Check it out.
Oh, this is mighty.
This
thing is great.
Look at this thing.
This thing is amazing. When I first saw the Dodger card, I was very, very surprised. Oh, it's beautiful. It's really great. The whole thing was great. It was very impressive to me. This is great, I'll tell you that.
You got the Dodger dog right here. You got the baseball bat. You got everything in here, Rick. It's amazing.
What made you decide to come up with this thing?
That gentleman right there.
I pushed him and he delivered. Look at this. It was beautiful.
This is about a 1960 vendor that used to be inside of a mom and pop store, and you'd roll it up and you'd reach in and you'd grab your soda. That's all it was. But he wanted to be able to make it into a hot dog cart.
Hot dog stand. Yeah.
But I wanted to make this into a baseball diamond. So this is all, you know, stainless steel tubing we had to weld together like that. I want to put bases. This second base is actually the motor inside there. Allows the ball to turn.
This is amazing.
You had a great imagination.
We had to start all over again with basically, you know, in a shell. Gutted everything out of here because it was sort of set up for just refrigeration. So we put the steamer in that end.
Does it keep the hot dogs warm in there?
Yeah. That one over there is a warmer, and on the back of it, it's got a place for the buns. And of course, here's all drinks, and then that's your condiments right there.
This is something special, without a doubt. You can always leave the slot machines to come and get yourself a hot dog.
That's right. It was a huge honor to get a thumbs up on my work from Tommy Lasorda. And then on top of that, they brought in a couple of former Dodgers, Paul LaDuca and Ron Say.
All right, so you guys want a hot dog?
Yeah.
Everybody loves Dodger dogs, right?
I like what I saw. A lot of people are going to enjoy it, too.
This cart is amazing. It's going to sell a lot of hot dogs for us. It looks perfect, and it's going to stand out in this casino.
What do you think, Tommy?
Great. I like it.
They all seemed to love it. They were having a good time. But Tommy, he was really digging in.
Great Dodger dog. Wow.